Weather conditions across the Midwest over these next several days are expected to evolve so that we have more ongoing storminess in the northern portions of the region, while lower parts of the Midwest, perhaps some areas in the southwestern Corn Belt, actually trend drier for a while. The drying tendency in the southwest is not expected to have any kind of a huge impact. It would actually be beneficial for some crops in the region, as wet as it has been here recently. A little warmer and drier bias for a number of days would certainly be helpful in stimulating aggressive crop development. Better root systems would evolve, and in general, it's just be a more healthy environment for crops to develop in. However, this pattern prevails for more than a couple of weeks, then we might have some other issue to discuss. But for right now, I'm not sure that there's really too much to get excited about, although today's forecast is certainly drier than it was yesterday for Kansas, Missouri, southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, portions of western Kentucky, and portions of the U.S. Delta. All of these areas will see some shower activity, but it now looks like a net drying biased environment will prevail over these areas over the next 7 days. And if there's a significant tropical cyclone that impacts the southeastern U.S. in the second week of the outlook, we'll probably see a second week of drying in some of these areas. So the tropical system that has not yet evolved in the Caribbean Sea will need to be closely monitored if and when it actually does evolve, and especially if it becomes a significant tropical cyclone that impacts the southeastern U.S. That will have implications for the Midwest in the sense of maybe making it drier and warmer biased for a while. The forecast temperatures across the Midwest over these next several days will run mostly in the upper 70s and lower to a few middle 80s. Today will be a little bit more of an exception with still somewhat milder conditions prevailing across parts of the region. We don't expect the temperatures to be excessively warm right away here, but there will be a warming tendency that will take place as we move forward into the first part of next week. Just natural warming with greater sunshine will take place. A little bit of ridginess shows up in the model data that helps to get those temperatures up a little higher. We'll probably see the readings as we go into the middle and latter part of next week, getting up into the 80s across most of the Midwest, with probably some lower 90s beginning to evolve across some of the western and southern parts of the region. It all comes down to how much ridginess we get in the atmosphere. If a high pressure ridge sets up over the plains and western Corn Belt, you can expect those temperatures to continue to getting a little bit warmer than normal, and we'll see enough drying in some locations to help to firm up the ground. However, some of this warming over the very moist soil that's in the western Corn Belt could actually stimulate a greater number of pop-up shower and thunderstorms in the afternoons and evening hours as the instability in the atmosphere increases with the water vapor coming up from the ground and the warming that will come in association with a ridge of high pressure. The northern parts of the Midwest will continue wettest over the coming week, and maybe longer than that. The Dakotas, portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and maybe eastern Nebraska will see a high rate of frequency in the rainfall potential, and it looks like some heavy amounts will occur at times. It looks like Iowa and eastern Nebraska will be first on the list to get some heavier rainfall that will occur perhaps as we go into this coming weekend, beginning tonight and moving into the day tomorrow. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.